Alaska, Canadian, and Lower 48 mushers are gearing up for this year's Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Despite warm weather and a lack of snow, race marshal Mark Nordman says trail conditions are okay.
You know, the trail is hard and fast. I think the key, and I'm telling all these guys this year and gals, is, you know, you're going to want to keep it slow to begin with because it is so hard. And these dogs want to run wide open. I think it'll be a management issue for the mushers. Once you do get up on the interior and get over the Alaska Range, it's a much softer trail, you know, maybe only a foot or snow. But these dogs love running on dirt. It's like playing out in the yard for them. So I think it's going to be a management issue for the drivers to try to keep them as slow as they can. Traditionally, when we have real hard trails, we will see a few more little dings and sprains, but I think the rest of the trail is good enough where it's going to average out.
Although enthusiasm for the race remains high, this year's Iditarod purse is down from past years. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Iditarod Executive Director Stan Hooley said yesterday that about $561,100 will be distributed among the top 30 finishers. Hooley says that means a little more than $50,000 for the first place finisher.
You know, this year's purse will be roughly $52,000 less than last year. The biggest change has been a redistribution of the associated payout for each of the top 30 positions. Less heavy on the front end, beefing up the middle.
Hooley says the new approach to distributing the prize money will add some extra money for the mushers who come in after the top 30. He says the $50,000 first prize is a temporary thing. Also new this year, drug testing for Iditarod mushers. Hooley says drug and alcohol rules have been in place on the trail since the mid-1980s, and dog drug testing is routine. But this year, the entire field of mushers will be tested for illegal substance use somewhere along the trail. The Iditarod is working with WorkSafe Incorporated to do the testing. WorkSafe is paying the costs.
It's something we've been working on since last May when the rules were adopted for this year's race. And it's certainly a part of the 2010 race. I envision it being a part of the Iditarod in the future as well.
Hooley says no problems with drugs or alcohol are anticipated and that the Iditarod is doing the testing at the request of the Iditarod Official Finishers Club. I'm Ellen Lockyer.